could a man hit a target he could not see? That's a pretty good question. Here's another one. How can you hit a target you do not have? Have you got one? Besides, planes are built for flying. Ships are built for sailing. Houses are built for living. And man, too, was built for purpose. He was designed for accomplishment. He's engineered for success. He's endowed with the seeds of greatness. And the greatest danger we as human beings have is when we do not do anything at all. People today complain of lack of time. It's not lack of time that's the problem, it's the lack of direction. Are you a wandering generality, or are you a meaningful specific? Are you going to work tomorrow because that's what you did yesterday? If that's the reason you're going tomorrow, you won't be as good tomorrow as you were yesterday because you're 2 days older and no closer to the goal you do not have. What about you personally? Have you got your goals laid out? Are you a meaningful specific, or are you a wandering generality?
I got better. Got better day by day and week by week and month by month, and I'm asking you to do the same thing until you can develop a long arm and a long reach. Until you can develop influence that won't quit. Touch people next year you couldn't touch this year. Touch people now you couldn't touch before. Conduct a meeting now you couldn't conduct before. Heart and soul now mixed in there that wasn't there, missing before. I'm asking all of you to get better in spite of the winter, in spite of the downturn. The money downturn, the social downturn, the personal downturn, whatever it is. Just get stronger. Get better.
When you start to say to yourself, I'm going to do it anyway, what happens is something really cool. You acknowledge that there are feelings that you have that are trying to swoop in and hijack you. You acknowledge them and you basically say, guess what? I'm going to do it anyway.
I know you're suffering. I know you're hurting on the inside. You're wondering why. Like, why this got to happen to me? Why I got experiences? Why this person had to take advantage of you? I promise you, you are turning into a warrior. Because the stuff that you're going through, the stuff that you have to experience, what don't kill you makes you stronger. If you look at the cat that goes to the gym and he lifting weights and he pumping iron, if you ask homeboy, hey, bro, how you get so big, they gonna tell you it took a whole lot of time and they had to go through a whole lot of pain. And life is gonna grow you. Listen to me right now, life gonna grow you. It is not gonna be easy, it is going to be painful, it is going to be frustrating, you gonna shed some tears, you probably gonna spill some blood, it's gonna hurt, but you gotta keep pushing.
We all fighters, to some degree. We get knocked down in business, relationships, the economy, and life we get knocked down. The only difference, as far as the fighters we are, is the fact that I physically knock people out.
It's not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it.
Fights can be won or lost during that period when a boxer must block out all the distractions, redirect his nerves, zone in on his upcoming fight. But how does he do that? How is he able to block it out? Not let it affect him. In fact, use it to his advantage. The answer is focus.
For me personally, I'm constantly in a crisis to get to the next version of me.
We all have a story. We have a money story, a relationship story, a health story. We have a story for everything. And then that story keeps recreating our lives over and over and over again. And we have beliefs that support the story. We have habits that support the story. We have people that support the story. We have systems that support our story. And so my question that I always ask people, who would you be with a different story?
People wonder, have I really made a decision? The real way we know if you've made a decision to make a change is that it's followed up with immediate, massive action.
We all have the same amount of time in the world. Nobody has more time than anybody else. And when you become a very successful person, you can get very fixed on your gifts But those things can confuse you because they're not the things that construct your life. It's your choices.
The goal is to have a vision for your life such that, all things considered, that justifies your effort.
There's a lot of people invested in personal development to make it more complicated than it really is, as if there's these secrets, you know, whether it's the authors of the books or mentors or whoever it is. In fact, even you might be invested. If you can make it yourself believe that winning is complex, because really complexity is the enemy of execution, right? But if you can make yourself think it's complex, then it's really not your fault you haven't won yet, because you're missing something, rather than it probably being what it really is that you're unwilling or avoiding the work you need to do to really go build your company or build your field force or build your body or build your life. And so it's being able to simplify things and really know that there is no key to really winning. The key is the hard work and keeping things as simple as you can.
People think the brain is really complicated. It's not. It's actually quite simple. You only need to know three things about your brain to always get what you want. And the first thing is your brain does exactly what it thinks you want it to do, because it listens to everything you say. So when you say things like, oh God, you know, I got dumped, it was so painful, I never want to go through that again, all your mind can pick up is you don't want to be in a relationship again. When people have a miscarriage and go, I could never go through that again, I'd rather die than go through that again, your mind is picking up, oh right, well that's a statement, that's actually a command to me to make sure you never go through a miscarriage again. And that's how you get unexplained infertility, which is something else I've been working on a lot recently. Because the mind listens to what you say. So people go, oh, I went on this flight, I thought I was going to die. And during the go, I'm never getting on a plane. If this plane lands, I will never, ever get on a plane again. And of course it lands. They go, oh, it was just turbulence. But next time they go to the airport, they have a massive panic attack because your mind's like, hang on a minute, you said I never want to fly again. And so if you haven't got what you want, it's because you're giving your mind very confusing messages. Your mind's number one job is to listen to what you say and to act on it. Its second job is to move you towards pleasure and away from pain. And it will always, always, always do more to avoid pain. So let's imagine you've gone for an interview, you've done a public speech thing like me, and you've stood up, you've gone, God, I'm never doing this again, and you'd have a terrible presentation. And one of my clients who worked for Sony was saying that she had to stand up and just say to Sony, this is a new band from Camden, and she stood up and went, this is a new band from, and they're called, she said, I couldn't do it, it's the simplest thing, and my boss had to take over. And that, I was explaining to her that when you do that and go, I don't want to do this again. Your mind is now going to make sure you don't do it again. So the next time you go to speak, it will give you a panic attack. It will make you ill. And if you say to yourself, oh my God, I'd love a week off in bed, or I'm dreading next Wednesday, your mind is so in tune with you. Your week off in bed, you wake up with a flu and your mind's like, there you go. How cool am I? There's your week in bed. You don't want to go to that speech? I've woken you up with diarrhea, so now you can't go. That's what the mind does. When I was giving my first ever presentation about my first ever book, I woke up with the most excruciating migraine. I've never had one before. I thought, wow, I must have been saying to myself somewhere, I don't want to do this because I've got this migraine. And I actually went and did it, and I didn't have the migraine until I stepped back off the stage again. And I realized that I was communicating very badly with myself. So you must never say nervous, say excited, because your mind listens. So those three things are, your mind does what it really thinks you want to do. If you're very, very specific and say, I want this and this, I want to be a great speaker, I want to deliver things, I want to be fantastic at sales, I want to be able to look people in the eye and sell them things and come across as really authentic, your mind will understand. And if you make those pictures really good and pleasant, you'll move towards them.
And I think the way people look at the world right now, because it's such an incredible time, is actually the quickest tell to who they are.
That you have a certain delightful, wonderful, positive freedom as a child, and then that's given up as you approach adulthood. But the truth of the matter is that you have a lot of potential as a child, but none of that is capable of manifesting itself as freedom before you become disciplined.
The nature of trying to get good at something, you gotta recognize what's good and what is just fucking insane.
I just love what I do, and I'm good at it. And I love the ability to wake up in the morning and say, oh my God, I get to go to work. I mean, how many people in their lifetimes do a job that they love doing.
Our bodies, for whatever reason, most people, their associations are to avoid anything that's uncomfortable.
Outwork, out-improve, outlast, out-strategize. What you're looking on the screen here, look at those four again. What you're looking on the screen here, which of those four things that you're looking at, the outwork, out-improve, outlast, out-strategize?
Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become.
You tend to think from multiple perspectives, you think about multiple outcomes, and ultimately you make a much better decision.
You know exactly how to do it. You know exactly, it's not a magic trick.
Well, I like pushing myself. I'm in a profession where I can push myself so much, and I live with the adrenaline of you know, working best under pressure somehow,
right,
for me, which give me the ability to do that.
Right.
So why not, yeah?
Come to find out, a few years later, I wasn't anywhere near that. 106 pounds less, graduate Navy SEAL training, went on to do all these other things. Looking back on that, that was me trying hard.
You are enhancing the experience that you're currently involved in right now. And you are alive.
Right.
You are alive. You do experience this life. But do you experience this life optimally?
So I'm prepared for that. So, yeah, but I do believe you can't ever sit down on your hands and say, all right, now I'm a star.
But I have friends who have $100 million in the bank because of Facebook's IPO, who complain, who are still hungry, who want to do even more, who will complain to me, because they know I work a lot, about no work-life balance, and they don't get to spend enough time with their family. And I'm like, you have $100 million.
I'm convinced that the only thing that kept me going was that I loved what I did. You've got to find what you love. And that is as true for work as it is for your lovers.